From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 39-year-old Jeffrey Miller of Roswell was shot and killed by an employee of an Alsop's convenience store at the Roswell location at North Main and Country Club around 3:30 Sunday morning, that according to Roswell police. The Alsop's employee told police that he feared for his life. The store, which is usually open 24/7, was closed prior to the time of the shooting. Roswell police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth tells us that the store employee
sitting out in his vehicle in the parking lot when Mr. Miller came up in another vehicle and exited his vehicle and approached the store employee in his was confrontational right away. Our investigators believe Mr. Miller was intoxicated.
Both men had firearms in their possession at the time of the shooting, and the employee fired first, striking Miller in the chest. He died at the scene. The incident remains under investigation. There was another shooting in Roswell. On Friday around 5 p.m., a 64-year-old homeless man was shot in the face in the 2300 block of North Main. The shooter is described as a white male in his 20s or 30s. He took the victim's backpack and then fled into an unknown vehicle. The victim walked across Main Street to a restaurant where police were called, and he was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth reports that
still trying to identify who that shooter is. So anyone that might have information that could help along those lines, we certainly encourage them to call the police department.
On Saturday, businesswoman Karen Bedoni of Gallup officially kicked off her campaign for the Republican Party's candidate for governor. Would-be voters expressed to her their concerns about
pro-life. They wanted to know how I was going to figure out how to get through that to save as many babies as we can here in New Mexico, not be the capital abortion of, you know, America.
Other concerns related to Bedoni was securing the border and public education, among others. When the City of Lovington commissioners meet today at 5:30 p.m., Lovington Mayor David Trujillo hopes that the commissioners circle their wagons and work on solutions to the city's budget woes.
Yesterday is yesterday, you know, so if you're putting yourself in the past or thinking about the past, and we're not looking back, we need to find solutions to get us where we need to be tomorrow.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.